Chapter 2, Genealogy of Mary and of Jesus, Endless Genealogies Which Cause Disputes. Two separate genealogical records of the Lord Jesus Christ are given in Matthew 1 and Luke 3. The genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ may provide interesting detail about Mary's background if we could be certain which of these applies to Mary. It is commonly said that the genealogy in Matthew is the genealogy of Joseph, while the Luke record is that of Mary. That is the view of John Thomas, Robert Roberts, and James Carter, and it might be so. The tradition that the Luke genealogy is that of Mary dates only from the 15th century. Another, much older tradition, which dates from the 3rd century, holds that both the Matthew and Luke genealogies are those of Joseph. This view is regarded by Alfred Edersheim as the more likely. Frank Janaway curiously reverses John Thomas and Robert Roberts' approach and suggests that the Matthew record is the genealogy of Mary, while the Luke record is that of Joseph. That view is shared by Elizabeth Evans, who draws attention to the prominence of female names in the Matthew genealogy, and suggests this would be especially appropriate if the line comes down to Mary. Harry Whitaker offers yet another alternative. He suggests that the two genealogies may be of both Mary and Joseph, which would mean that Mary and Joseph were cousins. Ever since ancient times, it has been widely believed that Mary and Joseph were closely related. Each of these views has passionate supporters. There is a detailed critic of the merits of several of these theories in the Testimony for 1942. Those who might wish for a definitive and incontrovertible answer on the question of the Lord's genealogy must go away disappointed. What is beyond dispute, however, is that Mary must be descended from David or Jesus, to have been great David's greater son. The language of Luke 1, verses 27 and 32 and 69, and Luke 2, verse 4, make this abundantly clear. The testimony of the apostles, Romans 1, verse 3, and 2 Timothy 2, verse 8, and Hebrews 7, verse 14, also demands that Mary be descended from David. Some commentators have questioned whether rites in Israel could pass through the female line. Jewish skeptics of the messiahship of Jesus have used this to undermine his claim to the throne of his father David. In answer to a question from a reader in 1872, Robert Roberts addressed this issue and pointed out that within the tribe of Judah, there is the case of the house of Shishan being recognized even though he had no sons and only daughters. 1 Chronicles 2 verses 31 and 34. Thus, descent through a female need not disqualify a man from his rightful inheritance. That Mary was related to the tribe of Levi in some way is implied by her kinship with Elizabeth, the wife of Zacharias. This may have been possible, as suggested earlier, if Zacharias married a woman of Judah after the pattern of his ancestor Aaron. Another theory has been proposed by John Thomas in the following terms. Heli, in his view the father of Mary, married the sister of the father of Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, the mother of John the Baptizer, who was therefore second cousin to Jesus. Elizabeth was of the daughters of Aaron. Consequently, Mary, daughter of Heli and mother of Jesus, was of the house of David by her father, and of the house of Aaron by her mother. So that in her son Jesus was not only vested by his birth and the marriage of his mother all kingly rights, but all regal pontifical as well. In Jesus, therefore, is united the combined kingly and high priestly offices of the nation of Israel. So that when the government shall be upon his shoulders, he will sit as a priest upon his throne after the order of Melchizedek, being without predecessor or successor in the united office of king and priest. This is an attractive proposition, but unfortunately John Thomas does not provide any evidence for his assertion that Elizabeth's father was the sister of Mary's mother. The view that Mary was related through her mother to the tribe of Levi is, however, supported by Edersheim, who goes on to point out that this suggests that Mary came from a high-ranking family. As a descendant of David, Mary's family could be so described, although by the time Mary reached adulthood, at least her branch of the family had become impoverished, perhaps through the early demise of her parents. That Mary may have had family connections with a priestly family is also suggested by the fact that the Apostle John, a cousin of Jesus, was known to be the high priest, as stated twice in John 18, verses 15 and 16.